All right, here we go.
Jill Rohrbach. She's a travel expert with Arkansas State Parks and Tourism. Jill's primary expertise is Northwest Arkansas. Come along and join Jill in Mountain View, Arkansas, as she shares her insights into cool things to do and see throughout the region. We'll also visit Blanchard Springs Caverns, operated by the United States Forest Service in Stone County, not far from Mountain View, where we'll visit with Ranger Tony Quinn in the bowels of the earth in one of the most beautiful caves I've ever seen. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Jill Rohrbach and Ranger Tony Quinn. Jill Rohrbach with Arkansas State Tourism. You're a travel writer for the state. This is awesome.
Yes, it's a very fun job. I'm happy to have it.
I'm jealous. Tell us about the northwestern area of Arkansas. It's a very distinctive and special place in the state, isn't it?
The northwest part of the state has both the Ozark Mountains and the Arkansas River Valley. You do get two very distinct geographical regions.
The Ozarks, like a little country or a world onto its own, and it spreads and bleeds across borders. It goes into Missouri and elsewhere.
That's right. It's really a well-known region. Very beautiful, lots of rolling hills. We do call them mountains. They're not huge, but they're gorgeous.
The allure, I would imagine, in the northwest section is outdoors and nature and wild and wonderful stuff.
Very much so. In the Ozarks, you have things like the Buffalo National River, the nation's first national river, saved from being dammed back in the 70s. You can float the Buffalo River. It's great for canoeing and kayaking. Beautiful, gorgeous bluffs to float by. Every season, spring is primarily the float time, but it's also beautiful to hike and to see, say, in the fall with all the beautiful color.
And I imagine there are some really cool cabins and cottages that you can rent in the area.
You can. Lots of places to stay, so you can really experience that outdoors. Mm-hmm. There's a elk herd out there, 500 or so elk. They primarily come out at dusk and dawn. You'll see a lot of photographers out there, and people in general just watch them as they graze in the pastures and along the Buffalo River corridor. There are a lot of fun places to stay along the Buffalo. Mm-hmm. You could stay in the town of Gilbert, basically the highway dead ends at the Buffalo River. Tiny little Ozark mountain town. Used to be a railroad went through there, and that's been a long time ago. They just celebrated 100 years. You can stay in cabins, walk down to the river, whether you're renting a canoe or horseback riding or just skipping rocks in the river. And then there's nearby cafes to walk to, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Great little spot, great community, sense of community there.
It's interesting how we make our decisions about a place, a destination, and whether it's a friendly and welcoming place based on the few people that you interact with. This is my third trip to Arkansas, and I've spent a lot of time around a lot of the state. And one thing I would say is the friendliness of the locals is true, is shining bright areas, isn't it?
I hear that a lot. It never ceases to amaze me. People come here and they talk about how friendly the people are. And that certainly can make an experience. I think people do go out of their way to make sure people that are visiting are having a good time.
Yeah, but wherever you go, tiny little town, you know, bunch of old farmers sitting around the table and they turn around and want to talk to you.
You know, this summer, I wish I could remember where these two girls were from. They ended up on a flight, ended up in Fayetteville, Arkansas, but they were intending to go somewhere else, and they had to spend their week here in the northwest portion of the state in the Ozarks, and people heard about it and actually volunteered to take, because they didn't have a car, take them all around to see, you know, Crystal Bridges Museum or see different sites and museums.
Just strangers. They just heard about these two girls.
Just to make sure that their vacation wasn't wasted just because the airline put them in the wrong place.
How precious.
That's, yeah. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, it is. Let's talk about where we are today.
Okay.
A legendary folk arts center.
Mountain View is known as the folk capital of the world. It's an important place. A place that could easily be taken for granted. There's so much more going on here than I think people realize. To preserve this kind of culture and music and crafts, and it's beautiful to watch a lot of young kids and the way they can play the fiddle or the banjo, and to know that the art is not being lost.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than just somebody coming here and walking through a Williamsburg and watching somebody make something. Tell us the next level that happens here. This is great.
There are folk schools. You can come for a whole week and learn the craft. You could learn to make brooms, or there's some iron work that you can do. You could make a dulcimer or a gun, knives. There's all kinds of things you can learn to do, and the music as well. It's sort of like, you know, a lot of people turn to YouTube videos to learn how to do things. Well, when you can't quite figure out that step from the video, this is where you need
come
to
come. Come on down.
They're really teaching you how to do that here and do it the right way.
Yeah. And there's a place to stay. Tell us about at the Folk Center. There is a wonderful, it's not a motel, it's almost, how do you describe it? They're great little octagon pod accommodations.
They are. They're called cabins, but they are sort of these octagon pods. They have little outdoor place to sit, you know, on your little patio. I think they're nice because it's sort of a community oriented where you can get to know other people if you'd like to interact. You're kind of in these pod areas together, surrounded by wooded areas. There's some little hikes you can take, whether it's up to the restaurant to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or you can hike to, say, the city park and see some things along the way as well.
And then just within literal walking distance is the incredible village of Mountain View.
Yes, it has a great downtown, a beautiful courthouse square. From, say, April to October, you're going to find musicians out there. They just come together and do these impromptu jams. Three or four or five of them might sit down together and just start playing music. And then people that come to watch will just sit down, maybe bring a folding chair, you know, sit down, listen for a while. You can get up, move, and go find a different group all night long. It's a lot of fun.
And you said earlier, this is not a pass the hat affair.
It's not a pass the hat affair. It's just an enjoy the music. And hey, if you have an instrument, sit down and give it a try. They're going to welcome you and, you know, help you along your way as well.
How precious. Talk for a moment just about the architecture and what the visual experience in the village. That's so enchanting.
There's a lot of stonework in the buildings around the square. There are a lot of places to buy crafts because obviously it's a big artist community. It reminds me of one of my favorite events, if I may. It's the Off the Beaten Path Studio Tours. And there will be maybe 15 or so artists in the area that will open up their studios on a certain weekend, and you can drive and see where they do their work. And some of them are in town and some are way out down a country road. And it's a lot of fun to see where they make that magic happen.
So what other? Not to be missed. I'm coming out here to the Ozarks in Arkansas and I've never been here. Where should I go? What should I do?
A good way to do it would be to see some of our Arkansas state parks. We have a great state park system. Whether you want to camp or pitch your own tent, or you want to go and stay in a cabin and have a fireplace and do it that way, we have some beautiful visitor centers at those parks and park interpreters. So you can take some hikes and talk to experienced people who can tell you more about the area and the outdoors. Obviously, the Buffalo National River is a beautiful place. It is near and dear to my heart, with the limestone bluffs and the elk herd, and it's just very picturesque. It's the place where I really let out that exhale, and I know I'm just relaxed and so happy to be there. But, you know, in the northwest corner of the state, in the Ozarks, we have Fayetteville, which is a great college town. You have Rogers and Bentonville with the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. There's a great American Indian Museum there as well. So there's plenty to do if you want a little more city life and museums and shopping and things as well.
The best of both.
Yes, absolutely.
So for the person coming, whether from the East Coast or West Coast, what would be the ideal airport?
Well, you could fly into XNA in northwest Arkansas, put you right in the Ozarks.
And that's right next to Bentonville?
Yes, and so from there you could drive to various places in the Ozarks, the cities throughout there, or if you want to go more central Arkansas, north central Ozarks, where you could do fishing or hiking and or the Buffalo, or it's 3 hours from there to here at Mountain View. You could also fly into Little Rock and drive from Little Rock up to the Ozark as well. Not a bad drive.
Yeah, and they'd both be fascinating, intriguing drives. Yeah.
Very beautiful drives. A lot of scenic highways that you can find along, you know, to get you there.
I say I ain't got time to
Come along and let's join Ranger Tony Quinn as she leads the tour through the caves of Blanchard Springs Caverns, just down the road from Mountain View, Arkansas.
We're kind of pleased to say that even though we've been doing tours for 41 years, the number of bats has actually increased. We are particularly concerned about our gray bats and Indiana bats, which are both endangered. We are keeping a very close eye on our bat populations. Hi, my name's Tony Quinn. We are in north central Arkansas, about 100 miles due north of Little Rock. This is the Arkansas Ozarks, lots of hills, valleys, small creeks, little towns, very rugged country, and underneath the National Forest. This is a little bit unusual for us to have a show cave underneath a National Forest and operated by the National Forest Service.
Is this the only cave operated by the Forest Service? Are there others?
The one that's operated by the Forest Service.
The
there are other
one.
Caves under National Forest lands, but they may be operated by somebody else.
Subcontractor.
Yes.
This is a real dramatic cave that you just would not expect. I mean, if you're walking around the surface, who would guess that underneath is a fairyland world?
Yes, that's the neat thing about caves. You can be on the surface and never suspect that there is this great big gorgeous space underneath your feet. There are a few clues on the surface, you know, lots of limestone, small creeks, disappearing streams, and different things like that. But not all caves are as big as this one or necessarily as pretty as this one either.
Yeah. For the listener, the cavern we're in right now, how tall is that ceiling above us?
It's 65 feet. This is our deepest point where we're standing here on the tour. Our column that we're standing by here, it is 65 feet tall. The room that we're in, the cathedral room, is 1,150 feet long. And at the widest point, it's 180 feet across.
Wow. And tell us around Christmas time.
Professional musicians that come and sing with us. They do a program. It's called Caroling in the Caverns. Folks come into the cave, and we're at the first seating area, and the musicians do holiday songs for about an hour in these great acoustics, and it is a fantastic program.
So the singers are salted all around the cave?
Yes, they move around. Mm-hmm. You get different sounds depending on where you're standing.
I bet the acoustics are awesome.
Oh, they're lovely. Wow. And there's also a point where the visitors get to sing also, and that's always a great big highlight because they get to see what it's like to sing here in the cave and what it sounds like and everything. It's really lots of fun.
That's great.
Oh, it's cool. You should come back and
do
that with us.
I'd love to. How many people come to experience it on an average seating?
For the caroling, about 100 people per show. There are generally 14 shows.
For further information, if somebody wanted to find out more about the cave,
Google Blanchard Springs Caverns. We are online. You could also call us. Our number here is 870-757-2211. We are open through the winter, so you know, if you want to come see us in the wintertime.
And you're not far from the Missouri border, are you?
Not at all. We're a couple of counties down from there. So folks that say could come to Branson and also come see us too.
From Branson to here?
About 2.5-3 hours.
Mm-hmm. So a wonderful day trip.
Absolutely.
Thank you again. What a treat.
You bet. Thank you for coming. We're pleased to have you.
Oh, it's been a delight. Jill Rohrbach, thank you so much for sharing. What a fun treat to meet you and spend some time with you.
Oh, thanks so much. I enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah. Website if somebody wanted to find out more about Arkansas.
Arkansas.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and all of that as well if you'd like to follow along.
Thanks, Jill.
The underbid music in this show was recorded live at the Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View, Arkansas.
Sweet baby's arms lay around the shack till the train comes back and rolling my sweet baby's rolling my sweet baby's rolling my sweet baby's arms.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas,